This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
All right, welcome back. President Trump expected to announce his decision on the Iran nuclear deal today, while Iran warns the U.S. will be the main loser if the president decides to leave the agreement. So is it better to fix the flaws in this agreement or walk away? Here now to weigh in is the former commanding officer of the USS Cole, Commander Kirk Lippold. Sir, thank you so much for coming on this morning.
Morning, Rob.
Morning to you. The quote of the day yesterday, I thought, was I watched a special report. Tom Bevin from Real Clear Politics said, if you want evidence that we're in a bad deal, the clearest evidence is just how badly Iran wants to stay in this deal. And they're so desperate to stay in this deal. I thought that was a perfect way to put it. What do you say?
Very accurately encapsulates it. When you look at it, Iran wants to stay in this deal because they know when it was cut, it gave them pallets of billions of dollars of cash and euros. It allowed them to continue to develop a technology that would allow for a breakout when the agreement sunsets in 10 and 15 years, according to the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, or JCPOA. And as further evidence, when you look at it, when you have former Secretary of State Kerry undermining the administration, talk about disconnected arrogance, out there trying to work with leaders to keep the agreement in place. Excuse me, you're out of power. It is time for the new administration to come in and demonstrate just how bad this deal is.
You know, we discussed this deal yesterday, and I think when you look at the situation we even have right now, put everything nuclear aside, you have a nation like Iran that is funding terrorism. I mean, this whole situation we have right now with the Saudis going up against this group in Yemen. And there's a conflict happening right there that Iran is behind, trying to put in and install this government that they want there. It's a terrible situation. The fact that we negotiate with a country that funds terrorism and try to pay them off to at least be nice and play by some kind of rules, I just think that really bothers a lot of people, and I know it bothers the president. What do you say?
Rob, you're absolutely right. You have to remember, Iran is the number one state sponsor of terrorism throughout the world. So when you're negotiating agreement with them, while nuclear agreements have always been somewhat stovepipe, it was that way when we worked it with the Soviet Union, it's been that way when we worked it in other countries, you have to be able to look at the ripple effects and hold Iran accountable for their actions. And they basically said, if you impose any sanctions post-nuclear deal, we're going to walk away from it. Well, guess what? Please feel free to do so, because your behavior within that region has destabilized the entire Middle East. Saudi Arabia now is essentially feeling surrounded between Lebanon, Syria, Iranian involvement in Iraq, and now with the Houthi rebels in Yemen. It's a terrible situation for the Middle East.
Well, when we talk about, we've been talking about John Kerry, obviously, a lot in the Logan Act, but, you know, I have to say, sir, that you and the president are in a strong minority here on this issue. People like Kerry, a lot of Republicans, most world leaders think we should stay in this deal. How do you defend being really in the minority on this issue?
When you look at it, Rob, when the agreement itself was bad, the administration inherited it, so it's one of those where, okay, we can either work to fix this deal. Well, nobody wants to, because you have to remember, you have a lot of politicians, especially in the European Union. You have politicians within Iran who are invested in this agreement, who put a lot of effort into it, and now they don't want to give that up, because any changes to it would be to admit failure. Well, guess what? If the agreement is bad, you have to realize this is not a stabilizer for world peace. We are talking one of the most lethal weapons in the world. You have to have verifiable and concrete steps to ensure they aren't doing this program. Every nuclear program starts where? Military bases. So, guess what's off limits in the JCPOA for us to go to in Iran and inspect to make sure they aren't doing anything? Military bases.
and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Here and a guest that has been on with us before, and I love having Ramesh here with us because I get to say Arunachalam, and it just sounds like a lovely greeting, Ramesh. I mean, there's got to be some significant meaning to Arunachalam.
It's a greeting. It's a greeting. It's like saying welcome. Right.
Well, I just want to share that with you because you're always welcome here, Ramesh, on Bill Martinez Live. And congratulations on the new book, 9/11, The Unanswered Questions. Well, the terrorist attack, as you write, the terrorist attack of September 11, 2001 was this generation's version of Pearl Harbor. And now, even 17 years later, the war against terror continues and all facets of American life has changed, just as with Pearl Harbor. So many similarities here, right?
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. It was a transforming event, Bill, and just as Pearl Harbor was. And I think there's no question about it. Things have changed. You look at pre-9/11 and post-9/11 days, and I think things have changed very much. Can I go ahead with my story?
No, go ahead, because my questions will come up as we go along, because just real quick, just as you mentioned Pearl Harbor, you know, the questions remain about the terror attack. Interestingly enough, I mean, you look back Pearl Harbor decades ago, questions still remain, and here we are. I mean, it seems that 9/11, only 17 years down the road, and here we are in the information age that we're in, but there seems to be some consistency of accountability, lack thereof, I should say, and transparency on both these cases, right?
Absolutely, absolutely, Bill. You hit the nail on the dot. Okay. Let me take off from that. See, if you look at 9/11, one of the most important things that went wrong that day was communication between the Federal Aviation Administration and the North American Aerospace Defense Command, no doubt. Right? So communication failed. If communication had been proper, you wouldn't have seen planes being converted into weapons of mass destruction, right?
Right.
So the Air Force would have been on top, either escorted the planes or done something else. It wouldn't have happened. So I think as the 9/11, so looking at the crime of 9/11, the 9/11 Commission had a duty to look at why the communication system failed. And that's where I think they failed very badly.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at there is something called the National Airspace System, which is the information system of all information systems that come under the purview of the Federal Aviation Administration.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the word, you'll be very surprised, Bill, the word National Airspace System occurs just once in the 9/11 Commission report. It's very strange.
That is
very
strange.
Very strange.
Why do you think?
And if yes, I'll go ahead.
Okay, all right. Go ahead first, and then okay. Go ahead. That's fair.
What happened was, I think it was important for the 9/11 Commission to ask the question. People were not aware, but the National Airspace System was being designed prior to 9/11. Okay, that's a fact that none of the people I mean none of the people from the Federal Aviation Administration, none of the people who were involved in its design ever mentioned it. Mm-hmm. In fact, there was something which I stumbled upon. I came across what was called as the National Airspace System Information Architecture Committee. This committee, it was called the NIAC. NIAC was designing the NAS, putting it in place. NIAC had stakeholders. It had defense contractors. It had private contractors. It had individuals who all had security clearances. We don't know who gave them, who created the NIAC. And all and there is public domain information mm-hmm. that there were contracts given from the Federal Aviation Administration to all these different companies to design the NAS pre-9/11. So the key question here is, what were these stakeholders doing on 9/11? Did they have access to the NAS? What were their security clearances? What were they doing? None of this has been explored, though a vast amount of material exists. And if you've seen my book, I've quoted references extensively, right, showing you the presence of this information.
Exactly.
And I think it's very, very crucial to understand who designed the NAS that failed miserably on 9/11, who implemented it, and what were they doing on 9/11, and most importantly, did they have access to the NAS on 9/11? And I think these were the key questions.
Yes.
And I think...
Yeah, let me ask you, relative to that, how long, you may have stated this and I may have missed it, how long had the NASC been in operation up, before 9/11?
The NAS was always in operation because, see, NAS works in different forms.
Mm-hmm.
So as technology improves, you redesign the NAS, right?
Right.
And the biggest concern in 1998, I'll take you to a conference, and I've mentioned the conference in the book.
Mm-hmm.
April 22nd, 1998, a conference was held on interoperability. What does interoperability mean? It means what I'm saying, you understand. What you're saying, I understand. Basically, what it means is there are different information systems in the NAS. All of them need to talk seamlessly, especially in times of disaster, especially in times of hijacking and other such situations.
Mm-hmm.
So this whole conference was to design the NAS so that and put in place appropriate software so that it's interoperable, so that seamless flow of information occurs from point A to point B. For example, from the Federal Aviation Administration's headquarters to the Naran Command Center, which did. Now, if a lot of the taxpayer money was going into all of this, and if this was being designed, and this failed miserably, again, coming back to the same question, not like a broken record, but to emphasize the fact that 9/11 Commission ought to have looked at it, but they didn't because of serious conflicts of interest.
Now, where were the conflict of interest?
Okay, let me give you a couple of clear examples, Bill. Is that okay?
Yeah, please.
Let me start with, I think you'd have heard of the name Jane Garvey. Mm-hmm. Jane Garvey was the Federal Aviation Administrator from 1997 to 2002. When she testified before the 9/11 Commission, she did not mention the fact that the NAS was being designed before, redesigned before 9/11. She didn't identify the stakeholders who were involved, and she didn't mention it. And I'm coming to the main point as to why she perhaps may not have done it, is one of the key stakeholders involved in the design of the NAS is a corporation called Mitre Corporation, M-I-T-R-E. Mitre is big time. It's located in Virginia. It's a big defense contractor. It's big time. It's got the revolving door. People from the government come to Mitre. People from Mitre go to the government, to the Department of Defense.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got the revolving door. And Mitre and its associate company, PTEC, and many others work on specific contracts with the Federal Aviation Administration.
Ramesh, Ramesh, I got to interrupt you here real quick. We've got to go to break real fast. We'll be right back. Ramesh Arunachalam is with us as we continue to take a look at the unanswered questions here on Bill Martinez Live.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We're looking at 9/11, the unanswered questions, the latest book from Ramesh Arunachalam, and he's giving an explanation. Ramesh, let's go ahead and pick it up where you left off before. I'm sorry to interrupt you. We had to go to break.
No problem. So I was saying Mitre Corporation, PTEC, and others were involved in the design of the NAS. And their names were not brought up because there were future 9/11 commissioners who had a relationship with the board members of Mitre. And the example that I gave you was a clear example. Jane Garvey, who was the administrator Administrator of the Federal Aviation Administration, 1997 to 2002, testified twice before the 9/11 Commission in 2003 and 2004. I think the correct dates are given in my book. Mm-hmm. And somewhere in 2004, she joins the board of Mitre Corporation. If that's not conflict of interest, tell me what is.
Exactly. So, wow, this is amazing. So here it is. We've got a blatant conflict of interest. This is just, you know, one aspect of this of these unanswered questions here, Ramesh. So what else can you tell us?
Right. Okay, this is one. Now you look at the most important people on the ground at the World Trade Center, Ground Zero. They were the firefighters. Now the New York City Department firefighters, FDNY firefighters, have provided, 503 of them had given testimonies, okay? Testimonies of what happened that day, and these testimonies were available. But the 9/11 Commission chose to use them in a very convenient manner. It chose to use them talking about heroism, honor, and the manner in which they excelled, all of that, which is very good. The firefighters did yeoman service. They were brilliant. They were rescuing people. But very importantly, if you go through the testimonies of firefighters, they were talking of explosions and secondary explosions. Mm-hmm. I think, and 118 of them spoke of that. And about 90 of them spoke directly of explosions and secondary explosions. And I think it was the duty of the 9/11 Commission to have called in at least a small sample of the firefighters to find out what the firefighters were talking about in terms of explosions and secondary explosions, especially from both the towers, North and South Towers, and also WTC-7, which incidentally was not investigated, which was not even touched upon by the 9/11 Commission in its report. Right?
Right.
So I think looking at the firefighter testimonies was a very important aspect. This was obtained by the New York Times through the Freedom of Information Act legislation, and it's available. And the book has many excerpts from these testimonies, and you'll see them when you
exactly.
read them.
Yes, they're all right here. Well, the thing is amazing. I mean, when you're talking, you know, that high incidence of firefighters saying they've heard explosions or secondary explosions, how do you omit that from the report? If that's, that's just not incompetence. That's purposeful, I would think.
Yes. That is, that's why I said, if you see the blurb of the book, it says certain lines of inquiry were omitted, whether by design or by incompetence, I don't know. But then, as you rightly say, it can't be incompetence. It has to be by design.
Right? Yeah, because Ramesh, I mean, this is the thing that's so aggravating about what they, and I say they, and that is the class of people that want to determine what narrative they want to put on us instead of giving us an objective perspective. I mean, this is the significance of history. It is so important that we get the history right. If it's rewritten, if it's altered to deviate from the truth, then we pay a big price down the road. And here we are. Part of the confusion that we're dealing with even to this day is resulting from something that happened 17 years ago, and that this commission, which, oh yes, they accepted the people's money, they end up giving us, a very weak report. When you have these kind of questions, I think, that are so significant that remain unanswered, I think that's a shame on this commission.
Yes, absolutely. I agree with you, Bill. Going on, can I add a couple of more issues?
Yes, please. Please.
Yes. See, if you look at the... Now, you look at the... in a crime, what do? You preserve the crime scene. Right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Preserve the...
The first thing. Yes.
The first thing. The debris was shipped out to India and China. Nobody, you didn't have samples. Why do you test for stress and force on computer models? If you had the debris samples, you would have got a better answer. Even today, to this day, the 9/11 Commission report doesn't fix accountability for why this happened and how the crime scene was not preserved. And that's a crime by itself.
Yes.
Tampering with evidence is a crime. And the report is silent on it.
That, that's amazing that it is silent and it remains silent. See, Ramesh, this is where the mainstream media does a disservice for us, because they need to really stay on top of this instead of, you know, trying to chase down some, you know, some prostitute or alleged violation that supposedly the president has made. I mean, we are wasting time and resources on things that don't matter when here we've got questions like this that still aren't answered.
Right. In fact, instead of having, when you can have a criminal investigation into the president with regard to interference of Russia and other things, I think you can jolly well have a criminal investigation into what went on in 9/11.
Exactly.
I agree fully with you.
What other questions that you have in your book?
I'll tell you. See, look, now all the three buildings, WTC South Tower, North Tower, and WTC 7, they all fell on the same day. They were located at the same place, and they had been leased to the same person. So, as a person of interest, you would talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The 9/11 Commission did not talk to Larry Silverstein.
Right, exactly.
To the best of my knowledge, he did. Only two places in the report mention Silverstein properties. But here's a guy. Look at the logic, Bill. If you're an investigator, you're looking at a crime. Here is a person who put in $14 million of his own money, got his friends to contribute something like between $500 to $600 million, mm-hmm. and then had a pre-signing insurance risk report, which estimates the risk of a plane hitting the towers, has them insured, and he insures them as two events, gets them to be looked at as two events.
Yes.
Pitches for an insurance payout of $7 billion and gets a payout of $4.55 billion. Don't tell me the commission didn't find it strange enough to talk to this guy. At least find out what was going on.
And they never talked to him?
I have, to the best of my knowledge, they didn't. There's no testimony under oath.
Yes.
If you look at the 9/11 website, there's no testimony from Larry Silverstein.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's one of the key persons of interest, as were all the designers of the NAS.
Yeah,
about 20 people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you follow the money and you look at what he had to gain, because keep in mind those towers were already, he was already in trouble with those towers because he had to ameliorate all the air intake system. They were loaded with asbestos. We're talking billions of dollars to clear that out, right? And then, as you say, this insurance policy that he took out and specifically had it rewritten to include being attacked by an airplane was done months before 9/11. I believe it was in first quarter of 2001.
So what in July? July.
Yeah. But so what did he know? Well, what did he know to give him that kind of heads up? And then you're saying July. I thought I read at some point it was in the first quarter, but probably, you know, obviously you're right. So in July, and that makes it even worse yet. So 2 months ahead of 9/11,
right.
He's covered.
He's covered. Exactly. So what premonition did he have and how did he have it? I think the commission had a right to find out. And let us know, you know, what was his thought process. So that's a big...
Exactly. Ramesh, let me tell you, we're out of time, but you got to come back because we've got so many more questions to address here. And I know our audience is going to be eager to hear more. But I would say the quickest way is to get your hands on his new book, right? 9/11, The Unanswered Questions, available at all the usual places. It will be linked on our website. Ramesh Arunachalam on Bill Martinez Live. Ramesh, thank you so much.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone, and enter the secret code 3000. But hurry! This incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. Just pick a delivery date, and it's guaranteed or your money back. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99, and will include a free glass vase.
Order now because Mother's Day is this Sunday and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3000. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 3000.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Values, faith, service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
With the America, just where you like us every morning, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Mark Meckler is back with us. It's been a while since we've had a chance to visit with Mark, Tea Party co-founder and grassroots leader. Hey, Mark, how are you?
I'm great. Good to be with you this morning.
Hey, always good to have you here. I want to talk about this poll that was conducted by the Washington Examiner in cooperation with the Convention of the States. Finding that 77% believe that there's no evidence of collusion between the Trump campaign and Moscow, and that Mueller is looking to take POTUS down. That's the bottom line, isn't it?
That is the bottom line. And I'll tell you, one of the things that was most extraordinary about this poll is the number of respondents. When we run one of these polls, we do it out to our entire base. That's 3.3 million nationally right now. Usually we'll get a good solid 14 or 15,000 responses. On this poll, we got almost 95,000 responses. So not only do people believe that Mueller's just looking to take the president down, but there are a lot of people who are pretty upset about this.
Mark, with your poll, when you get those kind of numbers, usually on a national poll, of course, they're using different type of algorithms and that sort of thing. They usually, maybe go out and interview maybe 1,500 people or something. But to have thousands like this really adds veracity to what we're talking about here.
It does, and our poll respondents reside literally in all 50 states. So this is very broad across the country. I think it's interesting also that this poll was taken before you had that judge who said that this is exactly what he thinks that Mueller is trying to do, take down the president. So this is not media influence on this big judge story. The judge story backs up what these almost 95,000 people are saying about this probe.
Well, for it to come out like this, Mark, I mean, it's quite astounding, considering the media, about 90% of what they publish about President Trump is negative. That's proven for those that have been tracking the media reports on Trump. 9 out of 10. I mean, you really have to go out of your way to produce a negative report on anyone. And definitely, that's what they're doing. You know, they are complicit with the swamp in D.C. that wants Trump out at any cost. I mean, forget about any kind of constitutional crisis, all those things that the Democrats, progressives, Hillary Clinton talked about during the campaign.
Yeah, it's true. And I'm actually concerned about it. I spend a lot of time talking to folks in the media. Thank God for people like you that actually have an independent opinion and are telling the truth. Most of the media is incredibly biased. And I try to advise them, actually, that if they would just report the truth, even 50% of the time, that they'd have a lot more credibility. The American media, by and large, the leftist media, has destroyed their credibility with most of the American people.
Well, Mark, you know, when you think about who is controlling the media, you got the mainstream media, of course. You've got the CNN types, all these others that are, you know, have become ideologues and in some cases have turned into a modern day National Enquirer, and then throw in the mix Facebook and Google and the whole social media revolution. I mean, our source of, you know, truth in terms of historical evidence and documentation, which I believe is the reason for the media to exist. I mean, to hold our government accountable, but also to document history. And when they have such a warped view of history, what are we passing on to the next generation?
I mean, obviously we're passing on a warped view, but I'm encouraged by the fact that the vast majority of the American public doesn't believe the media any longer.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is in large measure to people like you who have a platform, who are speaking the truth. You know, I'm old enough to remember back when you had the three major networks and that was about it, and all of them were speaking the same version of the facts.
Mm-hmm. And they had 85% of the viewership back in those days, Mark, when you and I were growing up. NBC, ABC, and CBS, they commanded 85% of the viewing audience. Of course, today now less than 50%.
Well, so what happens is people like us often lament that, you know, it's so fractured now and people are so frustrated and there's such vitriol in the media. The reason is because now the truth is actually getting out there. So mm-hmm. there are versions that people can listen to. People can listen to people like you for the truth, and they're going to get angry at the mainstream media when they hear them lying over and over.
Yeah. Well, the thing is we need an educated electorate, and that seems to be on the rise. Still shocking. I mean, even from the 2016 elections, as you and I talked previously, you know, there was a thumb on the scale. The media was absolutely shocked. I mean, this is what all this is going on. I mean, the last year and a half or so, we have been dealing with the brain damage that was caused by the voters to progressives in the Democratic Party.
Yeah, and look, it's very unhealthy, but this is the way they've always been, and I think this is what's good. The line is being clearly drawn. The truth is out now. Everybody mm-hmm. realizes the mainstream media, academia, a lot of these big corporations, they're essentially just arms of the DNC. I think it's good that people know that.
Well, they're really frustrated, too, on this whole Mueller probe. As you reported, 77%. You know, they just say there's no evidence. I mean, let's move on. We've been into this deep. It's clear that the Mueller probe has turned into a witch hunt. This thing was kind of a fait accompli from the very onset with Mueller's team. You know, people that were, you know, attorneys that contributed to the Hillary campaign, that were clearly adversarial to the president. I mean, he loaded up his counsel and his band of attorneys, with anti-Trump activists.
He did, and the way we know for sure that there's no evidence is because none of it's leaked out. Everything that can leak has leaked out of this probe, and if they had stuff that was truly damaging to the president or his associates, that stuff would already be in the media.
What about James Comey and this book tour? What's your read on this?
Well, my read is, my hope is that James Comey actually ends up with some jail time or at least prosecuted. You know, I can't say whether they'll convict him, but there needs to be a prosecution. The rule of law is at stake in America, and until we start holding these guys accountable for their leaks, for the stuff that they're doing against our system of governance, it's going to continue. So I think he's in real legal jeopardy at this point.
Mm-hmm. Well, it seems very clear to me, Mark, and I know we're running into the, you know, into the realm of opinion here just a bit, and I think that's okay and suitable considering the evidence. of what has happened to our FBI. I mean, it is so prejudiced and so tainted. You know, they're going to really have to do quite the shakedown. And I suspect it's not only the FBI, but it might be on other three-letter agencies in our government.
We know it's on other three-letter agencies. I can tell you, as a guy who comes out of the Tea Party movement,
yes,
hundreds of Tea Party organizations targeted by the IRS, our organization actually filed or paid for a class action lawsuit to be filed on behalf of a lot of these folks. The IRS was forced to settle recently for $3.5 million. We know that they were targeting them. And frankly, I don't think there's been any reform at the IRS since then.
No, there has not. I mean, for as long as it took Koskinen, you know, it's been ridiculous. Mark, the thing that's very shocking to me, and I keep going, okay, where's the voter outrage? I mean, you talk about the manipulation of votes and all the stuff that the Democrats are claiming some sort of higher ground on. I mean, what the IRS did to the Tea Party and other conservative groups, I mean, how many cycles, voting cycles? I thought, you know, over the years, probably 5-6 voting cycles were compromised, and even to this day, because, you know, it was so difficult for any organization to get exemptions that are so necessary when you're doing a grassroots event and, you know, you're being active in the voting process and as activated citizens. You need to have support like this, whereas other groups were, you know, getting passes. When I say other groups, I'm talking liberal groups by comparison. You know, but I mean, this was a clear obstruction of the voting process, I believe.
Yeah, it was. That's what it was intended to be. And in fact, Bill, the voters have expressed their outrage, and they have elected a Congress that they expected to do something about it, to provide appropriate oversight. Congress did indeed hold investigations. They did find guilt on the part of the IRS. And then here's the problem. They did nothing in the end,
yes,
absolutely nothing.
Well, I guess that's the problem. But the thing is, again, it's up to the voters. It's not one and done. They got to keep up the good fight. And they got to keep voting for that which is right and consistent with our constitutional rights and benefits thereof. Mark Meckler, co-founder of the Tea Party Patriots, grassroots leader on Bill Martinez Live. Mark, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bill.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone, and enter the secret code 3000. But hurry! This incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. Just pick a delivery date, and it's guaranteed or your money back. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Order now because Mother's Day is this Sunday and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3000. That's proflowers.com, secret code 3000.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel. As a wise and educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Suffering needlessly with allergy symptoms, unwise. Getting a free 10-day sample of Zizol, quite wise. Zizol is the allergy medicine that's just as effective at hour 24 as at hour 1, which makes getting a free 10-day sample one of the wisest things you can do. So don't be unwise. Be wise all and visit Zizol.com for your free sample today. Use as directed.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
I see the world in light. I see the world in wonder. I see the world in light. Bursting in living color. I see the world your way. And I'm walking in the light.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour as we continue to walk in the light and pursue the truth no matter where it leads. But it's time to get a break and have some fun and talk about what's going viral all around us. And we're talking with, the one and only Good News Girl, Samantha Mao is with us. Sam, how you doing?
I'm having a great morning. How about you, Bill?
Hey, doing terrific. Back here on the East Coast and, going at it, nonstop. Hey, I want to talk to you about this heartwarming proposal between a basketball player and his biggest fan. What was that about?
Okay, so this is down in Charleston, South Carolina, and these two students have actually been, they've been friends since they were in T-ball together. Madison Walker is this young man's biggest fan, and on Tuesday he decided, you know what, his name's EJ Phillips, and on Tuesday, he decided he's going to ask her to prom. Mm-hmm. And so Madison actually has Down syndrome. Mm-hmm. And, she's always been cheering him on the sidelines. She's a cheerleader for the whole team, but EJ's really her favorite, mm-hmm. her favorite person. She gives him a hug after every game. And, this is her senior year and he decided, you know what, I'm going to take her to prom. She's never been, she's been to like a special needs prom, but she's never gotten to go to the regular prom.
Uh-huh.
And he told his mom, he's like, it would be an honor to take Madison. And it's just a really touching story. You know how excited Madison is. And, I think all the students at that school are really good to her. Mm-hmm. And I just think, that we need more young men like this and, young ladies like Madison. There's just staying friends through the years and him being honored to take her to prom and showing like that kindness towards somebody that maybe life isn't always as easy for.
Exactly.
I just love this. It's down in South Carolina in South Charleston High School. And, I feel like people in Charleston just have a special like kindness about them,
mm-hmm.
That we can all learn from. So
yeah, it's quite the example. And I hear more and more. In fact, I was talking with somebody as I was at the airport in Denver yesterday, and she said to me, she goes, Bill, we're missing kindness. Kindness is just not there. And I said, well, some of it's perspective. And this is a reminder in this particular case where this young man considers an honor to take someone with Down syndrome. And, that says a lot about not only this young man, but I say sometimes we're critical to talk about the culture and the certain attributes that good and bad that are showing. So this is a good one. So I'm glad you're sharing this with us.
Oh, absolutely! I love the story. And it's like people think that maybe teenagers aren't as kind as they used to be. And there's always, there's people all the time showing us, showing us differently. And I love to see those kind of stories.
Yeah, because, like they say, it's always the bad news that travels faster and, we get ahead of things. But there's some good news that's happening, and that's great. That's a neat one. Speaking of young people, here's a teen's gift brings classmate to tears. I mean, here's another example.
Okay, so, Sophie Cruz Turner, her random act of kindness is going viral. And this is actually, she's from Conway, South Carolina. So we have some South Carolina teens really standing out. And, and she has a friend named Jaheim that she's actually been friends with since third grade. So this is another lifelong friendship. And Jaheim, he's one of those people who was always doing a good job in class, always showing up and helping the teacher. And she said he always had a smile on his face. And he started to hint that he needed a new pair of shoes. Well, Sophie decided, I've always wanted to do something like that for him, and I've got my first job, and I'm going to take my money that I earned from my job, and I'm going to buy him a pair of shoes. And he had said what size shoe he wore. Mm-hmm. So she went and she talked to her parents and grandparents, and they helped her too. And she bought him a new pair of shoes, the kind of shoes that he had, he had hoped to have. And he started crying when she gave it to him. And, it's just definitely a moment worth seeing. And you see these people. And, something worth noting in both these stories, too, is, these people are not the same races. They're young people, and they've grown up together and been friends for years. And, they're sharing this love with each other. And
exactly.
Sophie obviously loves him dearly. And
what a sweet story. Yeah, and I want to remind everybody here, Sam, is that, we talk about these viral videos, and you and I are, using the theater of the mind, and you're doing a great job in describing this, but you can go and take it the next step, go to BillMartinezLive.com, go to Sam's Corner, and these videos are posted. I say oftentimes when you go there, bring some tissue with you, because they will definitely pull at your heart. But this kind of balance the news, because we, give you some hard news. We're dealing with, life here in this country, trying to get this country back on track. But in the way of some of this craziness that's going on that hardly ever gets reported, are these good news stories, these stories of, our fellow human beings, fellow citizens across the country and around the world that are extending a hand of gratitude and kindness and love to one another at a time when all we hear about is a lack of love and, and meanness and that sort of thing. So, we're so grateful that Sam is faithful to give us these reports on a weekly basis. Now, let's talk about Uber Rob, huh? Uber Rob? Good news out of the Uber folks.
Don't you love the name Uber Rob?
I love this. I love it. It's great. Yes.
He's a Canadian man, and I don't know if you've heard about this flooding in southern New Brunswick, but there have been floods where different people have been stranded from the mainland, and Uber Rob, his actual name is Rob McKinney. He actually took time off of work. And he set up a sign, and he's shuttling passengers on his little ferry boat because their only road for crossing is actually flooded, and they can't get back to the mainland. And he's like, I would want somebody to do this for me. This is not where I'm from. This is Darling Island where this is happening. And so he has a sign posted, and he says ferry service from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., then 3 p.m. to 7 p.m., and he's just been shuttling 7 people at a time back and forth free of charge. And that's what makes him a little bit different. He's a special Uber because he's not costing anybody any money.
Wow. Yeah.
They were saying that he's just become like a local hero because, they're having these difficult times with this flooding and not being able to get to and from where they need to. And this man is just taking off time from his job, and he's like, I'm going to help these people.
Yeah.
And it kind of shows us what we can all do to make a difference. It's not, we can't all always necessarily take off jobs, but, him having this boat and him seeing a need and being able to fill it, and he's doing it. And I think that Uber Rob is an example
Exactly. People stepping up to the need. I mean, in times past, we hear the downside of the stories when people are desperate and in need of their fellow man. Remember what happened in New York where they were overcharging for water and people taking advantage of people. And so, hey, congratulations to Uber Rob and those people in the area. And certainly for all of us that are hearing examples, again, back to kindness, back to flowing to the need and helping out in the community. So awesome. Uber Rob is our new hero, right?
That's right.
Okay. Hey, a Jacksonville officer going back into the United States, we'll come back home a little bit and stay on the East Coast. You say maybe the oldest on duty in the country?
I had to mention this because this actually was going viral in my news feed last week, and XY Brown was actually a crossing guard at a local elementary school while I was growing up. XYZ Brown. XY Brown, he's actually, they believe he's in his 90s. He doesn't want to say for sure. Mm-hmm. As far as I can tell, he's 91, and he's the oldest serving officer in the country.
Wow.
And, you know, he's still out there. If you saw this man, I just think it's worth noting, if you saw this man, you would never guess he's 90. I mean, he doesn't look a day over, you would say 60.
Wow.
And he is able to pull over traffic on foot. It's the most amazing thing. And he said there's no job that he would love more in the world than being a police officer, and no place he'd rather do it. And, you know, I love to see people that age, especially, you know, you think in your 90s, a lot of people are, you know, retiring or doing that kind of stuff. And it's just, I think it's really inspiring for the rest of us to see somebody going just as strong as they ever have.
And you can tell the smile on his face. I mean, he is enjoying what he's doing, right?
That's right. Oh, he loves it. And he's so good at it. He's actually directs traffic at one of the, you know, he's a crossing guard for one of the busiest cross sections in Jacksonville, and he does a great job. And there's no telling how much safer those kids are with XY Brown in charge. And
wow,
60
awesome.
Years of service, can you believe that? I wonder if he ever thought of that he'd be doing this for that long when he became a police officer. I just think it's amazing.
You know, we were talking with Peter Ferrari yesterday, and he was reporting on a survey that they had done about, you know, in a sense, it extended to happiness. But the idea was you want to get people out of poverty, let them work. But I of course, gravitated to the psychological impact that it has. And XY Brown is reinforcing that, you know, belief that I've always maintained is that people are happier when they're productive. When you think about what the country has gone through, you know, in the last decade or so, when unemployment was so high, that, you know, they weren't very happy. We're rather cranky, you know. So our enthusiasm level has changed quite a bit. And so XY Brown, congratulations, 90-plus, oldest police officer in the nation still on duty. And, of course, I know you want to talk about my grandson. I shocked you and surprised you a bit with that video that is going viral about this 18-month-old kid, right?
This is an amazing video. You sent it to me yesterday. I got to see it. The cutest little blonde boy just taking off on this. You know, most of us have a hard time just keeping upright when we're 18 months old. The balance that your grandson must have is amazing. I hope you can share that link on the website.
And I want to tell all the parents, yes, just like you, when I saw this, I just wanted to get the kid a helmet. You know, 18 months old, but it's quite amazing. Some have already likened him.
You got a funny hog on your hand.
Yep, I think so.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. Sunny-bay.com.